Till noon, this is Neil Mitchell.
We talked a bit this morning about those idiots on FM radio, Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. I talked about the disclosure standards that are required on talk radio, and if they're going to apply those to us, then these people should be made answerable for what they've done. John Laws has taken exception to some of what I said, and he's on the line now. He's well entitled to the right of reply. John Laws, good morning.
Would you not take exception to being referred to as an idiot?
I didn't refer to you as an idiot.
You did.
Did I? What did I say?
You mean to tell me you don't know what you said?
Of course I know what I said. You tell me what you think I said.
Well, excuse me.
Well, excuse me. Tell me what you think I said.
Don't talk over the top of me. That's Alan Jones's habit.
Well, he's your mate.
He is. That's correct.
Right, and the pair of you have brought this industry into disgrace.
Is that correct? I'd be very careful what I was saying.
Are you threatening me now, eh?
No, I'm not. Would you tell me how I brought the industry into disgrace?
That whole cash for comment affair sprung from what happened in Sydney.
Were you
not from this town?
Were you in Sydney?
No, thank God.
No. Well, thank God Sydney would feel the same way.
I'm sure they wouldn't. I don't mind that. What was your point? What did you want to say?
What I want to say is simply this. You called me an idiot and accused me of having grubby ways. Now, let me preempt the comment that I'm about to make by saying that I don't waive my legal rights at all by having this conversation with you. But what right...
So it is a threat, is it?
No, it's not a threat.
Okay.
You seem to be preoccupied with threats. Do you get them often?
You seem to be making them.
I'm not making them at all. If I was making them, you'd certainly know it.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'm giving you the right of reply, which I do,
well,
because
that's a decent
thing to do.
That's very generous of you.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate it.
Good.
Okay, you called me an idiot.
Yes, go on.
All right.
So I don't know if I did, but I'll accept your version.
I find it extraordinary that a man who has been around as long as you've been around and been in radio as long as you've been in radio don't know what you say.
Okay, I'll have a listen to the tape. Go on, what's your point?
Well, you don't have to listen to the tape.
Oh.
I'm telling you...
Mr. Laws...
You called me an idiot, and you called Alan an idiot, and you referred to grubby ways. I'm simply asking you a simple question. What right do you have, and on what grounds do you call me an idiot?
I think that what happened around the whole cash for comment affair, and this began in 19...
Well, I'm not talking about cash for comment. I'm talking about what you said on radio, referring to me and Alan Jones as idiots.
Recently,
I'm not talking about cash for comment. I'm asking you...
I am, and I was at the time, and that's why it's relevant. And recently, this network was fined, what, $360,000? As a result of you failing to disclose sponsorship.
You see...
No, I think that's probably grounds to be called foolish, if not an idiot.
See, there again you're wrong.
Oh, wasn't
it? Yes, you were wrong.
Okay.
I wasn't fined. The radio station was fined.
I said the network.
The radio station was fined.
I said the network.
Because...
Mr. Laws, you didn't hear me. I said the network, not you. I said the network.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, yes, it does, because you just said I was wrong. I wasn't. I was wrong.
Well, you are wrong.
No, I'm not. I said the network.
You said I was fined.
I said the network.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you're prepared to listen to the tape. I suggest you listen to the tape.
Is that an apology? I'll take that as an apology, yes.
But it's not.
Oh, it should be.
It should not be. The point is that the radio station or the network was fined because they failed to put in place what ACMA had told them to put in place. It wasn't my problem. It was theirs. They failed to put in place what ACMA had instructed them to put in place on a previous occasion.
Oh, look, I think this is a bit esoteric, but there were breaches committed by you after being briefed by representatives of the network on how to behave. Now, I think that's arguably a reason to call it foolish, if not idiotic.
Okay, well,
but anyway, I take your point.
Okay,
right,
well, why didn't I get fined?
Well, the network carries the responsibility.
But why didn't I get fined if I'm the idiot, according to you?
Oh, okay, fair enough. So the network's the idiot and you just committed it. I think the network was foolish to let you do it, to be frank, but that's another argument.
To let me do what?
Breach the guidelines, as you did.
To mention sponsors.
Without declaring that they were paying you.
But they weren't paying me for those mentions.
So do you not take any responsibility for what happened?
No, I don't.
Good grief. So you've failed to disclose the sponsorship, and it's the network's fault. It's not your fault.
Anyway, you take no
responsibility.
You're endeavouring to sidetrack this conversation, and I think it's a habit that you have when things don't suit you. But I'm simply saying to you,
yes,
what right do you have to call me and Alan an idiot, and what right do you have to say that we indulge in grubby ways?
Mr. Laws...
Could you define grubby ways for me?
Yeah. In 1999, the banks... You would be a strong critic of the banks. You suddenly became a supporter of the banks after they paid you money.
I think
that's grubby. I think that's very grubby.
It's not grubby. It was all declared.
My opinion, it's grubby.
It was quite public.
So you changed your mind for money. I mean, in my opinion, that's grubby.
I didn't change my mind for money.
It was coincidence. It was coincidental, wasn't it?
We're not talking about...
Well, you asked me to say what was grubby. That's grubby.
But you didn't say that was grubby.
You
referred to my grubby ways.
Well, that's a grubby way. This is it. You want an example. There it is. Cash for comment. Grubby.
And you referred to Alan Jones as grubby ways. You really are very funny.
Oh, thank you very much. You asked for my explanation of grubby. I just gave it to you.
I hope that your program is categorised as humour, because you really are very funny.
Mr. Laws, I find it extraordinary that after a lifetime in radio, much of which was spent abusing people, rightly and wrongly, and times you were right, that you could possibly object to anybody saying anything about you in any way. I find it extraordinary that you're so sensitive.
I tell you what I find extraordinary, that you who are in Melbourne...
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, Sydney says...
As if that's an insult, I love it.
Sydney says the same thing.
You're in Melbourne. Yes.
God help Melbourne is all I can say. I love Melbourne.
Yeah.
But let me say this to you.
Yes, sir.
You refer to Alan Jones as having grubby ways. You refer to him as an idiot. You refer to me as an idiot, and you refer to me as having grubby ways.
Mm.
I would like your definition of grubby.
I just gave it to you.
No, quote, cash for comment, unquote. In relation to...
I'm seriously losing interest in this. I gave you the definition, I gave you an example, and I'm astounded by the sensitivity of a man who spent his life beating people up.
I have... That in itself is derogatory. I did not spend my life beating
people
up.
Well, I'm not saying it was wrong. A lot of them deserve to be beaten up.
Well, that's right. But you said that I spent my life beating people up.
A lot of it.
I don't know, do you just get away with all this in Melbourne? Hasn't anybody taken any... Or don't you have any listeners?
Oh.
I think it's more likely that you don't have any listeners.
Yeah, probably right.
I hope I am.
Are you a bit sort of suffering from not being noticed or something? I mean, I really think you're overreacting to this. I really think you are. You've had a superb career. Let's just...
Well, you're probably used to being called an idiot. I'm not.
Well, it happens at times. I let people call me that. I would seriously say you've had a superb career. Just let it stand.
I'm shaking my head. That's why you can't hear anything.
Oh, thank you for that.
I'm not terribly interested in whether you think my career was superb or not, but
It was sullied a bit at the end, but I think it was.
Anyway, I think it's outrageous that you have the temerity to refer to me as an idiot and to refer to Alan Jones as an idiot, because he's far from an idiot. I might be as smart as he is scholastically, but he's certainly not an idiot. And as for grubby ways, I can't comment on those.
Do you object to idiot or grubby ways? Which is worse?
Beg your pardon?
Do you object to the idiot or grubby ways?
I object to both.
Okay, fair enough. Have you had your say?
Will you apologise?
No.
Okay.
Would you sue?
Probably.
What grounds?
Defamatory statements.
Okay. Write a reply? Public interest?
Public interest? What nonsense.
Write to an opinion?
Public interest. It was your interest.
Right to an opinion.
Oh, yeah, you have all that. Let's see what happens.
Well, you know, if you're going to sue, we probably shouldn't even be talking, should we?
You would know more about that than I.
Yeah, I do understand the law a little. You've had your right reply, correct?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Why not?
No.
You've had 10 minutes. What's happened?
No, I've simply objected to being called an idiot.
All right. Do you want right of reply?
No, not now.
You're rejecting the right of reply?
I will seek right of reply later.
When?
When it suits me.
How?
How it suits me.
Are you being offered right of reply now? Of course you are. And you're rejecting it.
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
The Golden Tonsils.
All Rivers men's and women's coats, 50% off the marked price.